Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, delighted to be back with you for a pre-Christmas selection of festive bits and pieces from my archives, and I hope you won't mind if I kick things off this week with a track from an album I made some 30 years ago on the ex-Odeon Manchester 4-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer during its very successful and very busy years in the city's Free Trade Hall. Now, as well as playing it throughout the year for a variety of non-theatre organ events, the Christmas season could be a very busy time, of course, but the Wurlitzer was always up to the job of accompanying a 2,000-strong audience lustily singing Christmas carols. Well, to start the programme, here's the March of the Toys from the Victor Herbert operetta Babes in Toyland. March of the Toys by Victor Herbert from yours truly at the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer as was. Now, of course, that organ now lives in Stockport Town Hall, and we're heading to that particular city for this next item. There's also a connection between the instruments as well, inasmuch as the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, which owns and maintains the Town Hall Wurlitzer, has just reinstalled in its heritage centre at Peel Green in the suburbs of Salford the Compton which came from the Davenport Cinema, which was situated on the A6 on the south side of Stockport. Now, this was a beautiful privately owned Art Deco building of 1937, and I spent many happy hours there over quite a few years, not only listening to Joyce Aldred, who was resident organist at the Davenport for around 17 years, but also, thanks to the kindness of the cinema's owner, Jack Edge, numerous private practice sessions. It was invaluable experience in my teenage years learning how to control a fairly small but very powerful Compton. It only had 7 ranks of pipes, but it certainly packed a punch. Well, on Boxing Day 1972, there was a programme on Radio 2 called Sing Along Party Time, which included a variety of performers, including, perhaps a little surprisingly, Reginald Dixon, who had retired from the Tower Ballroom Blackpool a couple of years earlier. Now, I say surprisingly simply because I don't think I'm giving any secrets away when I reveal that Reg told me on more than one occasion that he was not the world's biggest fan of Compton organs. Nevertheless, he obviously agreed to take part in this programme, and ever the professional, here's what he did with the Davenport Compton.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, and good evening to everybody. Well, do you remember the Deb Roy Summers Savoy medleys of a few years back? Well, here's one of them to get us off to a bright start, the Savoy Community Medley.
Reginald Dixon at the Davenport Stockport Compton in 1972, and we'll have another extract from that programme a little later. Well, back to Manchester for the next few minutes, and the other four-manual Wurlitzer, which was restored by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust and owned by them for a number of years, the superb ex-Gaumont Manchester organ, which lived for a while in the Granada Studios tour complex. Now, these two tracks come from a 1997 album called Season's Greetings, on which, as well as playing some solo tracks, I also accompanied the Altrincham Choral Society. Well, just as a short example of the Wurlitzer in straight organ mode, let's hear it accompanying Sir Christimas by William Matthias, after this seasonal duo from the respective pens of two very popular pianists of years gone by, Joe Henderson and Russ Conway, Swingin' Sleigh Ride and Snow Coach. Thank you. The ex-Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer in straight and theatre organ mode in the company of the Altrincham Choral Society, conducted by Stephen Roberts. While still in Manchester, let's listen now to the magnificent organ in Manchester Town Hall, installed in 1877 by the Parisian firm of Cavaille Coll. Well, sadly, the organ is not in the best of health these days, but it was certainly working well when Robinson Cleaver recorded an LP on it round about 1970. Now, in my boyhood days, Christmas time always meant a visit to the Bellevue Circus in Manchester. So with that in mind, here's Robbie with The Comedian's Gallop by Kabalevsky. Robinson Cleaver at the Cavaille Coll organ in Manchester Town Hall with The Comedian's Gallop, and let's hope the long-awaited restoration of the organ comes to pass before too long. Well, before we head down south for the final two tracks of this programme, another visit to the Davenport Cinema in Stockport, and Reginald Dixon inviting the audience to make a vocal contribution to the Sing-Along Party Time programme, which was broadcast on Radio 2 on Boxing Day 1972.
So far, you, our audience here at the Davenport, have been sung at. Now, it's your turn to show us what you can do, so clear your throats. Come on, clear your throats. And if you're all ready, here we go, starting with Jolly Good Company.
Bye.
Reginald Dixon plus the audience in the Davenport Stockport 46 years ago. Now, as far as we theatre organ enthusiasts who've been around for a while are concerned, it's a fairly well-known fact that Jackie Brown really knew how to extract some beautiful sounds from the superb Granada tooting Wurlitzer. He was a fine musician, and despite being very busy with radio and TV work for many years, he would often give up his time to play for a COS or TOC meeting on a Sunday morning, often after having had a very late Saturday night. Well, here he is at the Tooting Wurlitzer with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The glorious sounds of the Granada tooting Wurlitzer as extracted by Jackie Brown, and let's hope this wonderful instrument will play again one day. Well, our furthest dip into the archives rounds off our programme. On the 15th of December 1959, Reginald Porter Brown gave a broadcast from the Regal Kingston on Thames, another superb Wurlitzer which of course now lives at the Musical Museum at Kew Bridge. Well, RPB included in his programme one of the many selections of tunes with a common theme arranged by that great British light music conductor and composer Ronald Hanmer. This one, appropriately enough, is called The Holly and the Mistletoe.
Thank you.
The Holly and the Mistletoe, arranged by Ronald Hanmer and played there by Reginald Porter Brown during a broadcast from the Regal Kingston on Thames in December 1959. And that's it for this time. I hope you've enjoyed some bits of festive nostalgia this evening, and I'll look forward to being back with you next year on January the 10th, to be rather more precise. In the meantime, with renewed thanks to Damon for inviting me onto the team this year, my very best wishes to you for a happy and peaceful Christmas. This is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye.